that moment when you realize you have mastered your wellness. When you've become so resilient, you can conquer any hiccup life throws you. Yeah, well, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I'll teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect your success in nutrition, exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. It's your reality, and you need to do it your way. Self-care and self-love are anything but selfish. Take charge. Get excited. If not now, then when? Grab your espresso and get ready to talk all things wellness. It's time for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with Coach Peggy Wellms right now.
Hello, everybody. How are you doing? How was your weekend? Mine was pretty good. It was pretty good. Coming back from Colorado, adjusting to the difference in humidity. Yes, big difference. So we are finishing up our series on evil twins, procrastination and disorganization, how they are a little bit different, how they can blend into each other. And today is part four of the whole series, the part two of disorganization. So I would love for you to get caught up. Go back to either my Facebook sites. You can go to Transformation Talk Radio sites. You can go to my YouTube channel. All of the shows are on there. Or you can just listen to the podcast through your favorite way that you find your podcasts, Coach Couch and Coffee. Or you can find it with Peggy Wellms. And it is not spelled wrong. It is W-I-L-L-M-S. So I am here with you every Monday night, 6 Eastern and 3 Pacific, and we always are having fun sitting on the couch, drinking our coffee, yes, talking about topics of whatever relates to wellness, which is pretty much everything in life, and we might have some guests on to chit-chat, or we might talk about some new tools and strategies, so that's what we come at you with. If you ever want to be on the show or you have some topics, always email me at coachpeggy@3wellnesspillars.com. You guys are brilliant. I keep doing this all these years because I learn as much from you as you probably learn from me, if not more. And I live for doing what I do for the, I call it the ahas. So that is, I live for when I can look at you and at some point in time, whether it's a week, a year, 10 years, you finally get back to me, maybe. I love when people get back to me. Sometimes I never do, but they're off living the dream. But when you look at me and I see the whites of your eyes, the aha, when it's like, now I get it. I totally get what you were saying. That's what I live for. That's what my passion is about, is just helping something resonate with you in your real world. Yes, yes, sirs and ma'ams out there. Okay, so we've been talking about disorganization, and we've talked about what is it. We talked about, are you disorganized? We've talked about pros and cons and some facts. Those were all in last week's show. We chatted about some fibs. We know some of you, I do too, too busy, some of those fibs. Today we're going to talk about tips. Sorry, coughing here while I'm chatting with you. So we're going to talk about some tips on how to get more organized in your life. And the very first one I want to share with you, it's just like any other, say, addiction per se. Maybe some people are addicted to disorganization, but any other addiction or anything that we do in life, we have to first admit it. We have to first say, you know what? I am disorganized, or I procrastinate a little bit more than I should. So I want you to admit that. And if you look back, or listen back to the previous show, I gave you a huge list. So if you are more than 25% of that list, you are disorganized. Let's have you just admit that. Come on, no more fibbing. If you are disorganized, I've said this through every show this whole entire month, it doesn't mean you're lazy, doesn't mean you're not smart, doesn't mean you're a slob, it just means you're disorganized. And if you procrastinate, it just means you're a procrastinator. So we can figure that out, whether it's planning or scheduling or assigning things or reducing your options because maybe you're too overwhelmed. You can't figure out how to get started on this stuff. Maybe it's about trying to do a to-do list and measuring how you did and going back to that to-do list. So just recognize, we all have tools and strategies we need to improve on. And there's going to come something in your life that is going to smack you upside the head, knock you off the wellness wagon, whether it's losing a job, whether it's your dog passing away, something is going to, an injury, throw you off the wellness wagon, throw you off your life wagon, and you're going to become disorganized or procrastinate again. So tools and strategies might need to be different every time. Okay. So let's talk about the number one thing, admit it. Number two tip, you have to figure out what area of your life that you are the most disorganized. And it doesn't mean that it's the order that you have to attack it, because you have to figure out the area first. And then you have to just sit back and look at your life and go, wow, which one of these is impacting me the most? However, I want you to think about which one spins in your head the most too. Because if you're saying almost daily, I need to organize my closets, organize my closets. Oh, I wish I organized my closets. Maybe this week. The amount of mental muscle that's taking, anxiety, you need to get your closets organized or hire someone. Okay. So let's talk about a few areas that I want you to think about. When it comes to closets, even, a lot of people are super disorganized in their holiday decorations. Many people don't think about that. And then all of a sudden next year comes around. Please take the time every time a holiday comes around. It is so worth it to get organized with those decorations. Toss the ones that are broken. The sales are usually the day after the holiday. So if things are broken, go replace them. Don't wait until they're three times the cost at the next Christmas Eve to go buy some. Get them the next day. So organizing the closets, kitchens, appliances, silverware drawers, bedroom drawers, maybe your finances or your desk area are all disorganized. The garage, remember I told you that some of the studies show that the garages are the number one place that things are disorganized. Yeah. Who are you going to blame for that one?
I don't know.
You could be blamed for the kitchen, so don't blame anybody else for the garage. And then, of course, I feel like health and wellness is disorganized because everything else can get disorganized. So the second thing is you got to admit what area you're also disorganized. And maybe your mindset's disorganized. I don't want to forget that piece. I talked to you about a special person in my life when we were talking about the procrastination piece, my oldest son, special person. And he's a little bit of the P word, the procrastinator word. And he had shared a lovely point with me is that, you know, Mom, I don't make lists because it's so darn overwhelming. I don't even want to see it on a list. And so for him, just the whole, he couldn't even break it down into what area. Like, what area am I procrastinating? Is it because I'm disorganized? I don't know. Because the whole umbrella of everything was so overwhelming. So it might not be a specific area. It could be just everything in general. All right. So the third tip I want to share is scheduling. To really help you with organization, I believe you need to stay tight to time frames and schedule things out. You know how we always say, my gosh, where did this last year go? Or it's tax season again. Or, oh my gosh, the kids are graduating. It seems like they were just in kindergarten. Well, the same thing's going to happen when it comes to organization. You're just going to put it off. And then the next thing you know, it's next summer. And your, you know, winter clothes are still out or something. So scheduling is super important. If you can designate a certain amount of time and even commit that to someone else, that helps hold you accountable, just like wellness does. And if you say to someone in the family, I'm going to do this by whatever date, schedule that sucker out and hold yourself accountable. So here are some ways, just like wellness, talk about that in a minute. Think about it while we're talking about this. The same way to hold yourself accountable with wellness are some of these tips. Use all those tools out there that already exist, electronic tools. You could use your email, your calendar on your email, your phone calendars or alarm system. So you can use the electronic tool reminders, those strategies that are out there. And some of you are visual. So I work with clients when I start working with them, we do number of tests. I want to know their love language. I want to know what animal sleep cycle they are. And I also ask, what is their learning style? whether they're visual or auditory or kinesthetic, tactile. I wish we did learning styles with our little kids when they were little, because, you know, I think if our teachers would just teach the way our kids need to learn, whether it's visually or it's really tough to teach geometry to a kid who's auditory. Just saying. So I want you to think about, do I use electronics because it works for me, because I may be not visual? But if you're auditory, if you're visual, I want you to use something that is a strategy or tool visually. And it might be a vision board or a bulletin board or even a handwritten or printed out calendar or a day timer, just like you would menus or recipes. Same thing. Okay, checklists. I'm a to-do list person. I still carry around a day timer. I know. And I have my day timers back to 1992. Why 1992? Well, probably because, how old was I? I was 28. I had two children, and that's when I actually started bodybuilding. I was, I think, the oldest one anywhere. And that's when I started keeping really close track of my workouts, how much I was teaching, all of that stuff. So I have day timer for every single year back then. So I need to see it. Okay, so let's talk about the fourth tip. The fourth tip is, I really want you to figure out what you need, and I'm not downplaying this thing at all. This is super important with disorganization. What do you need? Do you need folders? Do you need labels? Do you need staples? Like, if you're doing your desk or office, I want you to look around and say, what do I need to stay organized? Maybe it's some of those, what are they called? Those binders, three-ring binders, something like that. Okay, maybe it is hooks or hangers. So maybe doing some hooks in the kids' room and getting the coats up or the backpacks up would help you with organization, get them up off the floor. Hangers, hang some more stuff up, get them up off the floor. So you might need those tools. What about shelves? More shelves in the kids' room, more shelves in the kitchen. Maybe there's more shelves in the garage. That'll help you. Even in the bathroom, you can get some shelves that put behind the toilet that can get a lot of things out of those cabinets and organized up there. Yes. Gym clothes. Sometimes you need gym clothes to stay organized. Why? Because if you only have two sets of gym clothes and you want to work out 3 or 4 days a week, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be out of laundry on Wednesday. And then you're going to put that off, and then your laundry's not going to get done because you only need your gym clothes, and then everything's on the floor and not folded. So figure out what you need. All right. Assessment. The next tip, number 5, I call it asset assessment. And so that is, I want you to look at what you have and figure out if you need it. This is the big one. Remember I told you last week we use 20% of what we have, so 80% in our closet we don't use. And I believe that's true in our kitchen. I believe that's true with those silly little appliances we got. For some of you, you are fad chasers. So the Instapot comes out, or those little boiled egg timer things come out, or the new recipe book. Hey, if you're not using them, donate them or get rid of them. Same thing in your closet. What I would strongly suggest is really, really just going through those and getting rid of half the stuff. What about garage tools? Guys, you don't need a bunch of Phillips head tools, screwdrivers that are all distorted and you can't even use them, or flatheads that have dents in them. Come on, get rid of those things. What about equipment in the house? It's a big, like, no for me. If you have, you know, those elliptical machines, those kind of, not elliptical, but those old slider ones. What was his name? Tony something from back in the day. Little bubbly guy with the mullet. Those things, everybody had one. And all they became was coat racks. Everybody just put their crap on it. So I want you to do an asset assessment. If you don't need it, please get rid of it. Oh my gosh, it's going to clean up the cutter like clutter like crazy. All right. Tip number 6. It's KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. You're not stupid. I'm not saying that. Keep it simple, stupid. Same thing, same place. I want you to think about same thing, same place. So for me, the best example I can give you guys is, this is my closet. I did this since I was a kid. And I think I did it because I had OCD or something. I put the same colors in a row. And then within the colors, okay, this is OCD. I'll have long sleeves or short sleeves. I have pants together. I have skirts together. So I know right where to go. And also, this is probably crazy, but when you're kind of visual with what you do, you don't want to wear the same things over and over. So I tend to put what I wear to the very back, or I turn the hanger around so that I know I've already worn that. So that's what I do. But if you can possibly go through and try to keep it simple, okay, put it in styles or categories. Same thing in the kitchen, like things together. So if you, why have your gadgets all the way over here? If you cook all the way over here, put your recipe books maybe up where they're more visible. And another tip that I love is if you're watching TVs, to organize your jewelry and other accessories. It's a perfect place to look at all those earrings you can't find matches to. It's also a perfect place to do that with socks. Everybody's socks, go get them. And if they don't match, get rid of them. And then the other thing, you know what just dawned on me my mother did growing up? We had three of us. So we all had tube socks back in the day. The long ones with the colors around them. And she didn't want them to get all mixed up and us all complain about it. So she took thread and color coded all the threads. So I don't know if I was green and my brother was red or my sister was yellow, but we had socks that are all our color code. God, that must be where I got my organization issues. That's hysterical. Okay, so two more. I want you to, actually, it's the last tip I think I'm going to use. Number 7 is the reward and celebration piece. I'm really big about that. You guys do not celebrate, and I don't either, the things that we do well. I really want you to look at all this. Once you admit what it is, the area you procrastinate, that you are disorganized, and as you tackle through these things, make sure you set the time frame to get it accomplished, and then reward yourself, celebrate. Connect it to something that's fun. Maybe you get something new. I guess I am going to give you a last tip because this is a big one. I see this with goals. When a goal gets completed, people go, whew, man, got that done. That's awesome. It's over. You know, I ran that marathon. And then they give them the authority, themselves the authority to take a week or 3 weeks off. And that is the first red flag, slippery slope to going straight back to old habits. Same thing is with organization. When you accomplish a task, say for instance, this month is donating everybody's clothes. Everybody's got to go through their closet, blah, blah, blah. September is coming up, October, I should say. September's almost over. October is closets. Make sure you come up with some ideas for rewards. And when you're done, you have to pick another project within a week. I say the same thing with whether it's a 5K or marathon and you just completed it. You have to start some sort of goal within a week. Even if it's walking again or whatever, you can't take that full time off. Okay. All right. You got to be careful with procrastination and disorganization because together they're like a double whammy. Really work on maybe which one you do the most or that spins in your head the most. That's kind of where I would start, with which one bothers you the most, yourself and others. So I want to give you what procrastination and disorganization kind of cause. It's huge. So the Mayo Clinic did a study and says that disorganization for sure is directly related to our health. It's absolutely a direct link to our mental and physical health. And I want to give you all the things you are going to see me read a list because I do not want to forget any of these things from this study. So here is what it causes. Emotional anxiety, under emotional is anxiety, stress, self-image, and self-confidence, if you're disorganized, emotional stress, lack of sleep, spin, spin, spin. Okay, what am I going to do? What did I do? Where is this? Excuse me. Waste mental and physical muscles. So the waste mental and physical muscles, again, kind of the same thing. When you're sleeping, your mental muscle is spinning. You know, accidents go up. I'm going to just put that as a sidebar, because we're not paying attention when we're running around because we're disorganized, going much faster, running, twisting ankles, getting in car accidents. So mental and physical muscles are taxed. The physical symptoms are a pretty big deal. Headaches, backaches, joint pain. Maybe some of you hold your stress in your joints, neck. I'm kind of that girl. Illnesses, when we're disorganized and stressed out and procrastinate, illnesses. And what about relationships? I talked to you a little bit about that. And arguments are huge. The last show I had some questions about a couple, and it's not just one couple, that argue over mail. So your relationships, when it comes to disorganization, is probably a bunch of arguments over where things are in clutter. So that's a big one. And then I think this is really fascinating with procrastination. I want to bring this up. I just pinged. Procrastinators assign things to their future self, which is fascinating to me, because not only are you beating yourself up right now that you don't want to do it, your excuses are blank, blank, and blank, but now you're already assigned it to your future self to possibly fail at or be stressed out about. So, and that's fascinating to think about it that way. One of the shows I did on procrastination, I took you through an example of taxes. And that was probably one of the best examples I can think of right now on how we assign our future self the next week and the next week and the next week to deal with taxes, when it's not going to get any better. If anything, it's just going to compound. All right. Let's see what Mayo said. There's a couple more things. Oh, you're making your own life miserable. I get that. And then selfish, how selfish it is, because you don't realize how much it's affecting everybody else. So your disorganization, think about even how ticked off you get or short-tempered. You know, moms, I've been there. You're helter-skelter, running around, got appointments, got to get the kids to soccer, and you're affecting everybody else. And then you're also affecting your own self-image when you're disorganized. So those are some of the tips I want you to maybe come in through the back door of it. And again, like I was saying, is to come in with which ones are affecting you the most, emotionally, maybe physically, mentally. I know for a lot of my clients, I call it their movie. Like, what movie is spinning and spinning in your head that you keep repeating that we could do something about, that we could come up with tools and strategies to break it all down. It's all about baby steps, and make you feel like you're getting somewhere. You know, do a baby step, be accountable to me or another team and say, hey, I don't know how to do this. Help me do this and break it down. Then be accountable to me. And then we just keep going and going and going. And before you know it, you've got a couple things tackled. Dusting, sweeping the floor, I don't care. Motivation isn't coming in the mail. It takes actions, baby step actions. You're still going to have to do half this stuff. You still got to pay your bills. So what we talked about this whole month of September, again, go back through all the shows. What I want to mostly say is these two things are what affect my clients the absolute most. The way that it affects their wellness, when you think about the three wellness pillars I teach, the nutrition, the exercise, and the mindset. Think about when you're disorganized in your home. Let's just pretend you look at the kids' room, okay, or your room, and you think about comparing that to nutrition. If those skills aren't there, those strategies, that desire, that motivation isn't there, in their bedroom, in the closets, it's probably not going to be there when you have to think about improving your nutrition. You're probably not going to have those tools and strategies dusted off to plan the grocery mail, you know, the grocery list, so you can plan your meals, to pack your foods for the week, to get some new snacks in your desk at work because you are skipping meals and you're grumpy in meetings. nutritionally, you might not think, you know, wow, my sodium's creeping up because I'm super, super thirsty and I've packed on a few pounds and my joints are swollen. Might not dawn on you to go, huh, let's look in the refrigerator. It's super disorganized. There's 100 condiments that are now snuck back in here. So if you compare disorganization with nutrition, big time effect. If you compare it with fitness, moving more, being disorganized is actually a time suck, big time suck when it comes to exercise, because exercise takes a lot of time. So even if you're going for a walk, it takes a lot of time to go for that walk. And if you're disorganized, it's going to take a really long time to figure out how to fit that in your schedule and organize all the way around that. If you tell me you want to walk 3 times a week, I'm going to say to you what time of day you're going to do it. Who's going to help you do other things you would have been doing in that hour and a half? So you have to be organized and fitting in time to exercise. And for me, when I look at disorganization and the mindset piece of what I do, I hit sleep, I hit stress pretty hardcore. So I really focus on sleep. And if you're disorganized right up to the last minute, midnight, you're not getting good sleep. If you're not getting good sleep, your muscles aren't repairing, your brain's not repairing, and you're just going to hit that cyclical downward spiral until you get sick or injured. So that's me coming at you this month with procrastination and disorganization. Reach out to me. I would love to hear from you. I'm going to come back for an after party. Got some really cool questions that I've received, some scenarios to go over with you guys. If you come at me with any subject, how cool. Let's talk about any subject. Email me at coachpeggy@3wellnesspillars.com. On my website at 3wellnesspillars.com. Kind of get sick of saying that sometimes. I also have a store on there. I have a list of all the programs that I can work with you. I'm going to be doing one coming up, getting ready to launch a fit. It's family and friends kind of thing. So if you're getting ready for a wedding and you have a bachelorette party, or you have a family where mom and dad are maybe cousins, or you have a group of friends and you guys all want to come together and work with me in a virtual series group, I'm going to do a 6 to 8 week series. I haven't decided whether I'm going to do 6 or 8. We can work together virtually through Zoom and set up your own Facebook site with me, private site, and we will work friends and family, just you and your special peeps, and figure out your goals and have accountability and super fun stuff. So come on back for the after party. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Did you hear something that made you go, or have an aha moment? I live for those. If not, we will get you next time. I will be back every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific. The tough love you to become smarter, stronger, braver, healthier, and happier. Duh. I will be back with a barrel of positivity, and you never know when a guest might pop in. There is no time for excuses. So don't forget to bring your coffee and an open mind as we talk all things wellness on Coach Couch and Coffee Radio with me, Coach Peggy Wells. Now go grab a ray of sunshine.